The Bible changes lives. I thought that I was living my life to the full. The life story of Paweł Pyzara. Year born, 1982. Country of origin, Poland. History: pursued violence, drugs, and a prestigious career. My past. I was born in a small town in Poland, not far from the German border. Surrounded by farms and forests, I had a peaceful life. My loving parents encouraged me to live a good life, do well in school, and pursue a prestigious career. My troubles began when I went to study law at the university in the city of Wrocław. Away from my parents, I chose harmful associates. I had always liked soccer, but under the influence of my new associates, I became a true fanatic. My favorite team came from Warsaw, and on weekends, I followed them no matter where they were playing. Those trips featured heavy drinking, drug abuse, and occasional violent fights with supporters of the opposing team. I viewed this as an escape from the stress of daily life, though I knew that getting arrested by the police could ruin my law career. My friends and I liked to visit clubs and discos. Once there, we often became involved in street fights. I was arrested by the police several times, but I always managed to avoid serious trouble with the law, sometimes by means of a bribe. I really thought I was living life to the full. Even so, deep down, I knew that what I was doing was wrong. I went to church every Sunday in an attempt to ease my conscience. How the Bible changed my life. In 2004, two of Jehovah's Witnesses knocked on my door, and I agreed to discuss the Bible with them. As I learned more about what it means to be a true Christian, my conscience really began to bother me. I knew that I should stop drinking heavily, taking drugs, and associating with people who did not live by Bible standards. I also saw that I needed to transform my aggressive, violent personality. Although I realized that I needed to change, I found myself continuing down the wrong path. A turning point came one night when I started a fight with 8 men. I remember lying on the street, being punched and kicked in the head. Feeling that I was close to death, I prayed, "I'm sorry, Jehovah, for not taking your words seriously. If I survive, I promise to study the Bible with the witnesses and sort out my life." To my surprise, I did survive. I kept my promise to study the Bible. In 2006, I moved to England. My goal was to earn enough money to return to Poland and gain a higher law degree. As I continued studying the Bible, one scripture made a huge impression on me. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I do indeed also consider all things to be loss on account of the excelling value of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have taken the loss of all things, and I consider them as a lot of refuse, that I may gain Christ." Philippians 3:8. Like me, the Apostle Paul had received a law education, and he too had been a very violent man. Yet he came to see that there was a better way to live, serving God and doing his best to imitate Jesus. When I meditated on Paul's example, I realized that a lucrative career and violent conduct were not keys to happiness. I became convinced that if Paul could change, so could I. So I decided to stay in England and forget about pursuing a further law degree. The more I learned about Jehovah, the more I felt drawn to him. I was touched by his promise to forgive those who sincerely want to make changes. And when I meditated on 1 John 4:16, which says that God is love, I began to discern why God hates violence. I was also impressed by the conduct of the witnesses. It was obvious to me that they tried to live by the Bible's high moral standards. I wanted to be part of the happy brotherhood that they enjoy. After some struggles and adjustments in my life, I was baptized as one of Jehovah's Witnesses in 2008. How I have benefited. The Bible has transformed me from an ambitious, violent, drug-abusing, heavy-drinking soccer fanatic into a servant of God who enjoys teaching others about the Bible. I still like to watch soccer, but I am determined to keep such entertainment in its proper place. I am now happily married to Esther, a beautiful fellow worshipper of Jehovah. We find real joy in teaching the Bible to Polish-speaking people here in Northwest England. For the first time in my life, I feel true satisfaction. I have a clean conscience and a full, meaningful life. End of article.